The purpose of Wealth Talk is to educate, inform, and hopefully entertain you on the subject of building your wealth. Wealth Builders recommends you should always take independent financial, tax, or legal advice before making any decisions around your finances.
Welcome to episode 77 of Wealth Talk. My name's Christian Rodwell, the Membership Director for Wealth Builders, and I'm joined today by our founder, Mr. Kevin Whelan. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Chris. Good to be with you again. Number 77. Wow.
And we are right in the middle of our latest intake for membership this week. So we are live and the doors are open. And so this week we have invited some more of our members to come and share how they've been getting on since they joined at various stages throughout the last year or so.
Yeah, it's always good to hear what the real people are actually doing with the knowledge that they learn in the program. And of course, we share lots of the knowledge, don't we, with people on the podcast. So you can follow along with us on the podcast. You can join the Facebook group, you know, lots of places where you can consume our content, get to know us a little bit more. And when and if the time is right, you know, come and join us and be part of the community as well as kind of looking on the outside. And always nice to say thank you to people who do that, Chris, on looking at the outside still. So a couple of people to shout out on that one, I think.
Yeah, well, we've had another iTunes review, and this one comes from Bob. And Bob says, having been employed my whole life, I came across Wealth Talk, and it's opened my eyes to a whole new world. And I never thought anything other than employment was an option for me, but Kevin and Chris explained things so simply that even I, with no business experience, can understand. Fantastic, educational, informative, and inspiring podcast. So, thank you very much, Bob.
A whole new world. That reminds me of songs I used to sing to my little one when she was just a young'un. Now I'm going to be a granddad this month.
Oh, I know. Not long to go.
Yeah, excited about that. Yeah, all good stuff. By the way, Chris, you know, one of the things I learned this week, one of the students in the program, early days, Pete and Joe, we were chatting and they were saying, you know, how inspirational the whole program was. But they gave me a lesson, you know, and one of the things I love to say is, you know how I say you're always looking for an ROI, one relationship opportunity or idea away from transforming your wealth. And I believe that curiosity keeps me going despite being an old granddad geezer. And it's this, they, you know, we talk in the Wealth Builder program. When we go through the modules, I'm sure you'll touch on some of those, Chris. It's not a race, you know. It's never a race. It's a bit like people think, though, oh, am I up to number five? Am I up to number six? They seem to be moving ahead. And they gave me a lesson. They didn't do it deliberately, but I subliminally got it. And here's the lesson. What they said was almost like being involved in the Wealth Builder program is like a safari, right? I was like, okay, that's an interesting one. What do you mean by that? Well, it's a journey of discovery. You don't quite know what you're going to see. You don't quite know what you're going to do. But as long as you feel like you've got trusted people to act as your guide, you know it's going to be great. And that's what I learned from them. It's like, yes, it's like whether it's a safari or whether it's a, you know, imagine you're going to Rome. You don't say, oh, well, somebody else got to Rome before I did. You kind of enjoy the fact that somebody's been there before you and you help them, you know, with TripAdvisor and all those other things you could get. And people kind of help you on the path that's less well trodden by you. But when it's trodden by somebody else, they can give you clues and insights and helps along the way. So just wanted to share that. And they call their family wealth business, by the way, as a result of this safari. You know, we do that, don't we? Get people to imagine that their wealth is a story to be told and to be captured and to be saved and to be relished and, I suppose, celebrated in 100 years' time. They call their family wealth business Madikwe. And I said, oh, my goodness, what's that? And it's the safari they had that they loved to do. Do you remember I told the tale a week or so ago about somebody who'd chosen a family wealth name, which was Darkwood? That was Graham. Do you remember I talked about Graham?
In Antigua,
yeah. Actually, you know, I'm playing golf with him today.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. So we're having a game of golf today just because, you know, he's in my mentor group and we decided let's do some mentoring on the golf course. Unfortunately, it's not on Safari. It's definitely not in Antigua.
It could be wet and wild, though.
I think it could be wet and wild. So we'll see how that goes. But it's all good fun, and it shows that wealth building, you know, is designed and meant to be fun if you do it well. You don't have to do it on your own. You can do it with other people. And I think our biggest lesson I got from listening to today's contributors, Chris, just ahead of the game, is the community. You know, people just love the fact that they can connect, they can collaborate, and they can share. And I think, you know, I'm so proud of what we've done in Wealth Builders and delighted that so many people are joining, whether it's on the outside listening in or whether it's on the outside, you know, on the inside sharing out. You know, we're happy either way.
Yeah. Well, we know, obviously, the community is such a big part of the strength of the program. But one of the other things that has really come up a lot recently, Kevin, something we've been working on very hard as well, is to create this clear path, this roadmap. And you talk about transformation there and the experience of getting from A to B. We can have a roadmap, but that journey is going to be different for every person. It's a different combination of experiences and knowledge and sharing and connection. So whilst there is a clear path, and we'll be sharing actually that clear path and actually showing that roadmap for one of the first times on a webinar we're doing this Thursday. So for anyone who'd like to actually jump on live with you and I on Thursday night at 8 p.m. on the 8th of October, then more than welcome to register. And it's wealthbuilders.co.uk/wealthwebinar. So /wealthwebinar. And you can jump on, and we're just going to do a Q&A, aren't we, on Thursday night. And just anyone who's interested in just finding out more about the program, and some of our members will be on there as well sharing.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, also good, isn't it, to get an experience by having a chat with us and engaging, not just, as I say, you know, watching and listening on the outside, you know, just dare a little, you know, get involved just a touch and just find out about what other people are saying, you know, because there's a pathway for everybody, and 95% still don't make it. And we're still scratching the surface, Chris. But, you know, we want as many people to be part of the 5%. And to be part of that 5%, you've got to be willing to take action and not just listen. So hopefully, you know, we'll have a good take up then, and we'll have our usual intake of new people who are joining the program and playing out and playing full on. And looking forward to that very much. So, all good stuff. So what are we listening to today?
Well, we've invited three members who each joined at different stages. So they'll be sharing what they've experienced so far and how they've been getting on. So we'll listen to Vicky up first, Vicky Chittuk, and then Adnan, and then Ivor Bennett, who's one of our more recent joiners and members.
Didn't Vicky win the competition?
Vicky did. So we always run a competition when we launch, and we actually just announced our winner yesterday. And Vicky was our winner back in April. So Vicky and her husband, Robert, because of anyone who does join the program can join with a partner at no extra cost. So Robert and Vicky have been nonstop since they joined. And Vicky shares in a moment exactly that it was just the right time for them as well.
All right, that's cool. Okay, well, let's debrief in a few minutes.
Vicky, great to speak to you today.
And you too, Christian. Thank you very much for your call.
No, you're very welcome. Now, Vicky, you were one of our very lucky winners back in April when we launched, and you won the competition for a free place on the 7 Steps to Wealth. And of course, anyone who joins can join with a partner at no extra cost. Mm-hmm. So you joined with your husband, Rob, and you know, it's been a whirlwind year, as we all know. But just take us back to kind of that time, April. That was right in the middle of lockdown. You know, what was already going on? Because I know you already had some wheels turning within your wealth plan.
Yes. We did, yes. I mean, the timing was absolutely perfect. I was absolutely delighted when you called to tell me that we'd won the programme, because at that time we'd got what I describe as money left on the table. I'd been previously, I'd attended Simon Zucci's Mastermind programme, which was excellent and really got us up and running and got us going. We'd got some property deals that we'd been working on when we were on that programme. And the timing was perfect, really, to start with Wealth Builders and the level of knowledge and support and guidance guidance that we're certainly getting on the program, it just helped us to sort of progress those deals and close them off, even in the current climate. So the timing was perfect, and really helped us, close some deals. And during the lockdown, we set up our own supported living business. We'd actually started that literally a couple of weeks before the lockdown started. We'd set up that business and decided just to keep going and whatever it takes just to get the business off the ground. We'd also got a property business that we'd set up during Mastermind, which had gained some great traction. And we'd also, as a result of meeting Kevin on Mastermind Accelerator, set up our SaaS. And, we'd done a lot of due diligence. We'd looked at other providers, but nothing could beat what the offer that we got from Wealth Builders, and we worked with Paul Brooks to get the SaaS set up, and it was just a fantastic tool. It really was a game changer having a SaaS, and of course then going on the Wealth Builders program, we'd got a level of knowledge, but it took it to another level and helped us focus on different areas, like creating trusts and looking at the legal aspects of your wealth, and obviously keeping your wealth, not just creating it in the first place, which is extremely important. So lots of different things, really. I'm probably jumping about a bit as well, but
no, it's fantastic. There's lots to talk about. I know.
Definitely.
The cornerstones of what we do at Wealth Builders is education, and you talked about that. Support, which you joined just as we had our wealth coaches coming in as well. So how's that worked out for you, Vicky?
Fantastically, Bronwyn Burncombe, our coach, has just been a great source of support and guidance. Because you can feel, and especially now, you feel quite isolated. And even though I work with my husband, which is great, and we're different wealth dynamics as well. Rob is a lord, and I'm a supporter. So it was great to have those two different perspectives, and just to know about the wealth dynamic. And obviously, it's a stronger thread through Wealth Builders, which we fully embrace. So yes, it was to work with Bronwyn and have that having a sounding board, really, and saying this is where we are, and getting some guidance from Bronwyn has just been priceless. She's been fantastic and gave us some great guidance, and also shared with her with us some of her contacts who've been very useful. And I say that same about the community as well. I try and contribute to the Facebook page, and I like how you're encouraged to contribute your knowledge and share your knowledge with other people with like-minded values. That really sits well with me, and I like how you foster that community. Is a really good thing.
We love all of our members, and we do feel there's a special kind of bond amongst people, and everyone is very giving. No one should feel that it's a race. Everyone is working together. It really doesn't matter what stage of the journey you're at. There's always people there ahead of you and behind you that are willing to help. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And that's what I like about Wealth Builders. There's not like a pressure to a finish line. And it is about your own wealth. I liked the concept at the start where we had to create our own wealth logo, and it just makes it really part of your own values, and cements the fact that you're not working to other people, you're not competing with anybody else. You're working in your own values, which is excellent, really, a really good thing to see.
No, that's really good. And I think, we talk about what stops people, but it's often just having a clear path and some structure. So have you found that the program has just helped you focus and build some momentum? Yeah.
It has helped us focus, and it's opened our mind up to other things that they just weren't massively on our radar, that have become like quick wins as we go along, and just from being in the community, listening to the podcasts, because it just opens yourself to a new way of thinking, really, especially with the SaaS and what you can do with the SaaS. There are things that have picked up that just weren't on my radar 6 months ago, and now I'm using the SaaS for different things, like purchasing one of my property that's been offered to me off market in my SaaS when I wasn't thinking of putting it in the pension to start with. And it's great that we when you just pick up certain things, and the more you listen to, the more podcasts you listen to, the more of the projects and the sessions that you send to us, and the webinars, just small things like the IP webinar that you did as well. There was just some small things that I picked up from that have really changed how I market and things like that. It's just really helpful that it builds, really. You just sort of embrace embrace it, listen to it, participate, and then the outcomes change, and it's just great how it works, really. It's good.
That's fantastic. So I guess final thing, Vicky, is, you know, just how do you feel about, you know, the future? And obviously we set targets, you know, hit your security level and then your independence figure, but, you know, do you feel confident now that you're definitely on the way towards that?
100%. Yeah, it's great to feel a lot more like you're in control, and there's not so many unknown unknowns out there because of the level of knowledge that is shared, and the approach to building and protecting your wealth. I do feel more confident, and just more comfortable with some of the decisions that we're making, which is really important in such uncertain times. You need to have you know, that feeling, don't you, that that you've considered more than you would have 6 months ago.
Good. Well, I hope to see that wealth thermometer keep rising, Vicky.
Same here, yes.
All right. Thanks a lot for sharing today.
Thank you very much, Christian. Thank you.
Adnan, great to speak to you today.
Thank you, Christian. Thank you for having me.
Well, Adnan, I'd really love for you to just share what your journey has been like so far since you joined the 7 Steps to Wealth program. And I guess, you know, what have you noticed in yourself over the time, you know, since joining? What have been some of the changes or some of the benefits that you personally experienced?
Yeah, so I must say that I had built up in also confidence, because before I joined, I was on the fence quite a bit. So in the first 6 months, I did more than I've done in the past 2 years. For example, my day of roof and also estate planning. So I actually managed to also complete all my will, my power, my LPAs, etc., within the first six months of actually joining. So I really enjoyed that. And therefore, the actual confidence has actually grown in terms of having yourself, Kevin, and also the actual wider buddy group to also reach out to.
Yeah. And I know, you know, you've landed with a really great buddy group, haven't you? And you guys speak like almost every day, don't you?
Yes, indeed. We have an actual WhatsApp group, and therefore we are pinging each other. So obviously myself, Louise, Richard, and also Marty, we have found it is basically predominantly around SaaS in terms of helping each other. We actually were at basically the actual same location, and we were basically moving forward. But that has been extremely helpful, having that basically confidence to also reach out to also others and like to them, and therefore help us along this journey. It's been really, really helpful indeed.
Yeah, and I think that is important, because we hear a lot of the time that you know, people feel quite lonely on the wealth building journey. I mean, first and foremost, they don't really know what to do. There's no plan. And secondly, there's no one to talk to. So I think having, you know, people around you that kind of talk the same language and get it is, you know, something that's very important, isn't it?
Yes, indeed, because having basically the actual buddy group and the actual Facebook group has really helped us, having basically the actual closed group, which in terms of having the actual confidence to also ask basically difficult questions, having basically support at wealthbuilders.co.uk to ask basically private questions as well. And therefore, it's been really, really helpful also with the actual buddy groups, joking around and just having really knowing each other and also supporting each other, because we are all on the same wealth building journey, really. So it's been really helpful.
Yeah. Now, I guess the key thing is some results, right? So once you build that confidence, which you've mentioned there, Adnan, and then you've got the knowledge, it's about turning some wheels. So, you know, what kind of progress have you seen in terms of the pillars since you joined?
Right. So I have turned basically the actual property wheel twice. So having basically two basically single buyer tenants. I also had one before basically joining, but I have also turned that twice. SaaS was amazing, because I went to the SaaS Alliance meetings, and therefore I was really, really unsure what to actually do. But having basically yourself, Kevin, and also the actual buddy group helping us in terms of actually setting up the SaaS and also moving forward to also implementing, right, to placing the actual money correctly as well, was really, really helpful. So I found that very right. So the actual connections and also right, competing was very, very helpful indeed.
Good. And we were just talking before we started recording that you're now looking at your, what can be your third pillar, right? So what are you looking at the moment?
IP, really, because I'm extremely stuck on that. And if I'm sure when this basically video goes out, I would have mastered it by then. But if, again, I will be reaching out to also others within the actual community and also my actual buddy groups, friends, and also family in terms of IP, intellectual investment property. What can I do to actually make additional passive income, recurring passive income? And I am stuck on that. And then I'm sure on this actual program, I will be able to also write a knock that. And if hopefully on our next interview, I will be able to basically tell you what basically IP I have established.
So I'm sure we should see. It becomes almost an obsession for our members, isn't it? Constantly thinking recurring income, like what can I do? What can I do?
Indeed. Indeed, because as I mentioned earlier, I have done two wheels and therefore I do not want to lose that actual basically momentum. So I think keeping to IP and then JV and then business maybe being on this program will really help me to actually move forward every day and then talking to also yourself and also looking back over the past, 2 years now, isn't it? A year and a half?
No.
It has been an extremely wonderful journey. And I have also made good friends as well on this journey with the actual buddy group and the actual wider basically community. So therefore, thank you, Christian, and also Christian Kevin, for basically making this basically community and for helping me along this journey.
No, we're thrilled to have you here, Adnan. And just before I let you go, just take yourself back to that point. You said you were kind of on the fence before you joined.
Yes.
How do you feel now in terms of your ability to hit your security figure and then your independence figure compared to how you felt then?
Chalk and cheese, really, because before I actually joined, I knew what I had to do, but before I did not have any focus. What that meant was I knew I basically had to do my will and my last power of attorney. I did one buy-to-let property, but I thought it wasn't quite basically right. Joining the actual program really helped me connect to people, and therefore, as we say, leverage. It was so important in terms of learning from the other people's experiences and also mistakes, and also being actually guided as well was extremely helpful. So how do I feel now? Amazing. I really do feel that I am on the right basically program. I do have the actual connections and also support I need to actually get me to also financial security. I am in the actual current basically day job, and if I am looking to also get to financial security and then also in independence as I obviously move forward.
Ivor, very good to speak to you today.
Hi Christian, how you doing?
Very, very good, thank you. Now Ivor, it's only been a couple of months or so since you joined. You joined at the end of July, and just really love to find out kind of what led to that point where you decided, okay, going to go for this and join the program, and kind of what have you been doing? What's your past and kind of what's happened since?
Great, thanks. Thanks, Christian. Yeah, I guess I started off during lockdown, like most people. I had some spare time. I saved at least 2.5 to 3 hours a day of no travel time, which was fantastic. And I thought about, what do? I can, I can either continue and, just use that time as much as with work. But I started listening to the podcasts that you and Kevin, we're doing, and straight away I was hooked on the information and the knowledge I was gleaning from all the sessions. And at the same time, I think I then decided to start my property journey. So we bought a buy-to-let flat during lockdown, not really with the view of investing, but just as a long-term, long-term buy-to-let. We just knew it was probably a good time to do it. So then I started speaking to various property people that are out there that are helping you out, and Rick Gannon was one of the ones that stood out, and Rick connected me with Kevin.
Yeah, and you obviously had a conversation with Kevin and we're talking about your pension, and then I guess we kind of just, I think it was just really a very low key kind of opening that we did just for some people that were in the community and on the wait list at the end of July, and obviously you jumped on, I think, one of the webinars we did. And what was it about the program that made you think, okay, I'm going to join?
Well, I think if I look back on the reason why, it's having a structure. So it's understanding a well laid out path, clear guidance, and I guess the key thing for me was it wasn't being full steering. So it's very much, you know, it's up to you. You know, there's no hard sell, which is always a really good sign, because there's so many programs and out there that you can join, but it's very a hard sell. You must join now at the end of the seminar. It's a one-off only. And I didn't find that at all. I found that everything was approached with, we want you to do well. We really want you to succeed. And I think that, for me, that made the difference, basically. It really helped me to make that decision. And then I remember obviously having a call with yourself, and what kind of resonated with me was I wasn't 100% sure. And you know, you said, well, are you going to have this much time next year? And I thought about it being back in the office, and the answer was no. And, you know, it became a bit of a no-brainer at that point.
Ivor, you're in full-time employment still. So how are you managing your time at the moment?
So time management is really key to all of this. And I think there's been two things that I've changed, really. One was that was actually looking at using that journey time. So I'm quite lucky to get not been travelling to the office at the moment. So that's anywhere between 2 to 3 hours back every day. And then there's quite a powerful book that we've read, which is The One Thing. And that's really been a big change in terms of how I think about what I'm intending to do for the day and just breaking down those small tasks. So having 2 to 3 tasks that I need to achieve before in a day is as much as it gets. I've been able to manage it quite far, fine, so easy.
And obviously now every 30 days you have that call with your wealth coach as well. So there's always just those key actions and then accountability to make sure you're just taking those small steps every month, right?
Yeah, it's just small steps, yeah.
So, I mean, what have you noticed since joining then, Ivor? Because I love the pictures you posted in the Facebook group. You know, you've all created the wall of wealth, haven't you? With all of our downloads and print-offs, you know, you've literally got it in front of you.
Yeah.
And you know, you've been busy. So what's been the biggest shift for you since you joined them?
Yeah, I think it's focus, taking the guided action. That, without doubt, has been the best thing that's happened to me. So doing one thing at a time, because I'm terrible. I'm definitely one of these people that will spin multiple plates. I do that for my job, and I tried to do the same thing for this journey, and it just wouldn't work. So I'm really glad that I got that early in my journey. Do one thing at a time, have the focus, and I think that's what you get from the program. But more importantly, I think there's other bits that you just don't think about. And for me, the roof is so critical. I'd say to anyone, even if you we're not sure on what journey, protecting the roof is just so powerful. You know, it for me, it's a no-brainer. I think it's worth joining the program just to protect the roof, because there are things that you're just not thinking about in normal life, and, you know, real key decisions that has been made a lot easier with that guided action.
Yeah, definitely. Those first few modules, those first steps after you join is really around mindset. We also talk about the wealth dynamics, and you get clear on what you need to be focusing on. As you mentioned, time, just making sure you're focusing on the right things. And then we move into the knowledge side of things, which is understanding the pillars. But I guess if you rewind yourself back to that period in lockdown and where you are now, in terms of sort of mindset shift, how's that been?
It's unrecognizable, I would say. It sounds a bit silly, but my thought process is totally different. Going back to February to where I am now. And that's for a couple of reasons. One, there's a plan, which I didn't know even existed, which, you know, if you go back to February, I just wanted to buy a property. I didn't really understand what to do with that property, didn't understand the power of how I could utilise the different strategies. And then, you know, just having that guided action and also the community as well. I think some people might look at it and think, oh, well, I'm not into Facebook, I'm not into social media. I was exactly the same in February. Didn't really get social media at all. But what's been really helpful throughout this whole program and property journey is that there's just so many people out there that really want to help you out, giving you information. And obviously you need to take some of it a pinch of salt. But just the whole community's, you don't feel like you're doing this by yourself.
Yeah. And, you know, we certainly do our best to provide that plan and that support. But at the end of the day, you've got to have it within yourself to actually want to do it, haven't you? And I think that's why Kevin and myself have been so impressed with you ever since you've joined, is you've just grabbed it by the horns and you've just got stuck in and you're just doing, you know, everything you need to do. And that's why you're having such, you know, great results already. Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. Thanks.
Yeah. Good. Ivor, it's great to have you in the community. Thanks for sharing.
Awesome. Take care. Bye.
Well, I really enjoyed catching up with all of our members there, Kevin. Always good to hear their progress. And I think they've all made the most of the COVID time that we've had. You know, for some people, it's obviously been very difficult, but you have to create time if you are serious about building your wealth. And we've just heard from all three of them there that that's something that they've managed to do.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't build wealth just by wishing life were better. You know, you've got to do something about it. And I think Ivor and I think Adnan did a good statement, didn't he, when he said he did more in 6 months than the previous 2 years, you know, so that was outstanding. So, you know, he didn't necessarily join at COVID time as the others did, but he certainly has accelerated the use of his time and got to a much better place. And actually, although we didn't mention it, if I do recall in that very early stage in the foundational element of the course, Chris, didn't in the debits process where we asked people to kind of do a financial stock take, you know, these things that people often put off, don't they, these things, but we kind of hold them accountable a bit. And didn't he find £50,000?
In a lost pension. He did. He forgot to mention that. He's been so busy with everything else.
I forgot 50 grand. I mean, I only found 50 grand as part of the program. You know, didn't cost me 50 grand to find it, did it? Anyhow, but that was fun. So they've all accelerated themselves, which is a good thing. And the other point that I would say was common to all, Chris, is the kind of recognition that while Wealth Builders gives a roadmap, as you say, a blueprint, a GPS system, a step-by-step way to follow something, it isn't the only thing you do. Because, you know, Vicky's had invested in property education to get specific skill set around an asset she wanted to use. Ivor's doing the exact same thing. So, you know, you do have to combine other forms of education. But in the program, we can also show you how you can leverage other things that you have to get access to education, often for a much lower cost, by using the combination of financial leverage to get your education for free or for a reduced cost. And there are many ways to do that. We cover that in the foundation element called debits, with E standing for education. So lots and lots of good ways they're doing that. And what I particularly liked was, you know, they enjoyed the holistic nature of what we do. You know, so it's not just focused on one thing. And Ivor particularly was, you know, no hard sell, which is, we're never about go to the back of the room and sell now while the stock's last, and, you know, we stack up the value at this and we sell it at that. We just don't do that. We try and make the work we do accessible, and it is very accessible because we want more and more people to be part of the 5%, and it's priced deliberately low to make it accessible. So we don't have to hype it and flounce it and buff it in any way, do we? We just tell the truth and you know, make the program as effective as we can, and our members tell us it's good value for them, so they all get value. Otherwise, my money's at stake, isn't it? They got 60 days anyway. If they don't like it after 60 days, there's plenty of time to see what we're doing. There's so many mastermind sessions and webinar sessions in there, and coaching sessions and opportunities to talk to you and me, Chris, in 60 days. If they don't play it full on, and if even if they don't do it and come back to us and say, look, it's time is not right, or it's not right for me, we'll refund your money courteously. You know, we don't faff about with that either. So, and we do. We always make one or two refunds. It's never more than a few because most people who join us are serious and committed, and that's what we want, and we're looking forward to that. So any insights from you, Chris?
I think it just always comes back to, you know, the strength of the support. And I think we covered last week, you know, that the various levels of support that we've now got in place. So, you know, Monday to Friday, we have a open help desk online. So any questions that anyone has at any time, they can just submit them and have a response back within 24 hours. And then every 30 days, you now have that one-to-one call specifically with your own wealth coach. So there's very clear actions, which you know, you just need to take those small steps every month. And, you know, you might not get all of them done, and that's absolutely fine. But you just know you've got that call with your coach coming up, and you can just see what's working, what's not working, and just readjust and just keep honing. And as we say, that compass that's pointing you in the right direction. So you've got the confidence, you know that you're on the right track.
But the community seems to be a real winner too. You know, Adnan was very enthusiastic about that. And I think both Iva and Vicky were saying, you know, they've enjoyed kind of being part of the community, and not just being part of it by taking, but also being part of it by giving. And it's interesting that, you know, that's the essence of one of the values in Wealth Builders, is the willingness to almost, if you imagine, Chris, being walking across a bridge, you know, where you've got your arm extended forward to be looking for help, and having that humility to want to seek help, but at the same time reaching your hand behind you. You can see the picture, can't you? You know, your hand outstretched ahead and the hand outstretched behind, looking to help somebody else who's just a little behind you. And that's really what happens. So we don't need to do it. They do it for themselves. And yeah, that's very, very pleasing indeed to see the community taking on a life of its own, albeit with our direction a little and with our values for sure. But I'm loving that. I mean, it seems to be growing from strength to strength.
So we mentioned just before that we're running the Q&A webinar on Thursday night. So actually, if you're listening to the podcast when it comes out today on Wednesday the 7th, then the podcast is... the webinar is tomorrow. So that's 8 p.m. on the 8th of October. So wealthbuilders.co.uk/wealth webinar if you'd like to join me and Kevin. And that would just be an informal Q&A chat and just answer any questions that you might have about the program. And as I said, hear from some of our other members as well on there. And then that's it. Doors close at midnight on the 8th of October, Kevin. And we'll just be focusing then on our new members. And we're actually doing a welcome call next Monday. So on the 12th, all of our new members will jump on and just walk them through what that first 30 days looks like. Because as soon as you join, you obviously get access to all of the members area. And that's where we've got all of our 12 modules. We've got all of our mastermind recordings. All of the information is in there that people need. And then within the first 24 hours or so, we'll invite people into the Facebook group. Within the first week, people will take their wealth dynamics test, and their wealth chart should arrive as well. And then within the first month, hopefully we've had the induction call, which I do with members, and we've created the wealth map as well. So all of that within the first 30 days.
Yeah, cool. And I love your mind maps, by the way. It's good to see, you know, your wealth in a picture, even if your wealth, you know, wants to be more, and everybody wants more, why not? But it's good to see it, because when you do that stock take, it kind of shows you. And it works best for me, doesn't it? Because I've got that sort of visual acuity. I like to see things that way. So when I can see a mind map, I can bring the old CAT scan brain into action, and we start to work on how to improve this and this and this and this. And you combine multiple, you know, small steps into bigger steps, and you get compounding impacts. And that's why I pretty much expect that all people who give that commitment to taking those small steps every 30 days, which is why we have a coaching call every 30 days. We didn't always do that, did we, at the start? We thought every 90 days would do, but people were drifting, didn't they? They kind of got waylaid, they got sidetracked. So now we do it every 30 days, and I think that's been a revelation, because it's kept people completely on track. They're never more than 30 days away from a realignment, Chris, and that's perfect, really.
Yeah, and then in addition to that, obviously you and I are on a Q&A every month.
Every month, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our members.
I love them as well, because you get to ask... Well, I get put on the hot seat, don't I, really? Because any questions asked, and that's my favorite part of the month, that one. I usually need a glass of red after that one, because students do test me out quite a bit.
Well, what I find most exciting, Kevin, is that people will be listening right now who are not yet members, who hopefully will become members, and that means we'll get to meet them and build that relationship, and obviously grow the community, because the more people that join, the more great connections are made, and it just really helps fuel everybody's wealth.
Mm. And, you know, if it's not for you, that's fine. Just tell somebody about the podcast, you know, just nudge one more person to say, hey, this is really interesting. This might suit you, because, you know, we only get to really spread the word by good people like you, our listeners, telling somebody else. And we very much hope you could do that.
Well, I'll put all the links as usual into the show notes, and really hope to see some of you on the webinar with Kevin and myself this week. And, you know, if now's not the right time, as we say, that's absolutely fine. And do enjoy all of the free content that we've got inside our Wealth Builders Facebook community, and also our free membership online. And we'll be back next week, Kevin, with some more guests from our community sharing how they're using the different pillars to accelerate their wealth.
Mm-hmm. I look forward to that, Chris. So until next time, I will see ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget that we are constantly updating our resources inside the Wealth Builders membership site to help you create, build, and protect your wealth. Head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership right now for free access. That's wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership.